the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And oh my God, we're going to have to drink every last drop of the love juice to survive Broncos with Bo Nix and New Orleans Saints with Spencer Rattler. And also, we got to get some wagers on the board, so let's not waste any time. We're hopping aboard the Hawk Hawk Plus Bus. What is required here, Lundy? As you know, plus 100 odds or greater. What actually has your attention in this god-awful game?
Well, sometimes you got to get creative, right? You got to find ways to make the evening pass a little smoother. And obviously, if we're talking smooth, right over my, that shoulder right there, that bottle. See it right there, folks? That bottle of Suavecito. That's what you need.
Yeah.
If we're talking smooth. But let's talk about some baseball and some football. Oh, baby, we're going cross sport on everybody tonight. Plus 113 over at DraftKings. Give me the Mets and the Guardians to each at least not get blown out. Plus 2.5 on each of them. Frankly, I think both teams have a good shot at winning tonight. But let's take them plus 2.5 as they continue to roll through the championship series, and then take Denver all the way up to plus 8.5. Over the course of the week, they have swung from being the underdog to being the favorite. Some books at 2.5, some at 3. But if you go back, I mean, this whole thing started with New Orleans actually favored, and now it's swung back the other way. So tell you what, let me just buy a little bit of cushion in case Bo Nix throws two picks, or maybe three, like Baker Mayfield did to the Saints last week. Whatever the case may be. So I need the Mets to cover plus 2.5. I need the Guardians to cover plus 2.5, and I need the Broncos to keep it within 9, if not win it straight up. And if all three of those things happen, nice little plus 113 over at DK.
Oh, yeah, little baby seduced by the juice. Hopefully that one's going to cash. That's a creative way to throw out some plus money. You know I can't resist the race, too. So let's get Alvin Kamara. And we're not talking about rush yards. We're going to talk receiving yards. So race to 20 yards receiving plus 550, fools, there at DraftKings Sportsbook. I think the over-under, I'm only somewhat joking on this, on Alvin Kamara total touches in this game around 99.5. And I might be willing to take the over because he is really kind of last man standing this entire offense. I mean, you're starting wide receivers in this game, Mason Tipton. You're also going to be a try down Cedric Wilson, Bubba Means. Like, who the hell are these guys? It's like preseason week number 3 or the old preseason week number 4. Guys are just trying to, you know, play some valuable minutes essentially in this game to get the coach's attention so they don't get cut and get a bench spot, or their special teamers that are suddenly elevated in the starting lineup. I know Patrick Surtain is out. Maybe Spencer Rattler surprises. Maybe Cortland Sutton catches a bomb straight away out of the gate, or another guy who I'm going to mention a little bit later on. But I think Alvin Kamara, decent shot here for him to be the first receiver in this game to go to 20 yards through the air. Yeah, I'll definitely roll the shoulders on that and sprinkle a little action at plus 550 logged at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on a god-awful another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Yes, this is a game perfectly crafted for hashtag Tequila Thursday and demands you put some action on it so you can actually, I don't know, pay attention for 4 quarters. So numero cinco on the countdown. This one's going to come down the bitter end, and maybe it's going to be a knee at the end of the game. But give me Bo Nix on the over 5.5 rush attempts at a minus 130 juice there at BetMGM. Luddy's averaging north of this on the season at 6.2 per game. A guy that is very comfortable calling his own number. Obviously featured a ton of RPO during his Oregon days, and you've seen instances of that this season as a member of the Denver Broncos. Now, he has done this in 3 of his last 4 games. And you look at New Orleans, Jalen Hurts went over this, and Patty Mahomes booty scooted to 6 rush attempts against them as well. I think it's going to be very similar output there for Nix. I know New Orleans is at number 21 and pressure and pocket pressure rate right around 21% on the season. He'll get flushed out a couple of times, but he's also going to probably have some scripted runs as well, maybe three or four times. So it's going to be really close on this. And again, my gut is Denver's going to win this thing, and they're going to have the ball on the final possession. He's going to take knees to run out the clock, and that counts as a rush attempt, and we cash. So Bo Nix, get nasty on the ground. I'm taking the over on 5.5 rush attempts, minus 130 at BetMGM. Number 5 on the countdown, Lundy. Fade or follow.
You better hope you get that kneel down and it's not Rattler trying to lob one down the field on a Hail Mary, man. Yeah. That's because I'll tell you, I think you're going to need the kneel downs to hit this one. I like him for 5 because he does know that he can scoot and he can move around the field. I think sometimes it scares Sean Payton. I think sometimes it scares Broncos fans as well, because we all know that you start scrambling as a quarterback, all of a sudden there's that linebacker you don't see coming on your blind side, and pretty soon your brain scrambled eggs. So I think you need some kneel downs in this one. I'm not a huge fan of the fact that you're giving up so much juice, but hey, that's why it's number 5.
Exactly, amigo. And Bo Nix, for the love of God, take a knee, take 3 of them. I need a cash.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. You ever heard this guy's name? Maybe you haven't. Well, you're going to learn right now. How about Mason Tipton? I'm going to take the over on 2.5 receptions. So the guy is going to operate a little bit on the outside. He'll get some slot action as well from the New Orleans Saints. And I think he is going to hit this prop. Again, you look at the Denver Broncos secondary. They've largely been outstanding this season, but that's with Patrick Surtain on the field. He's going to get a lot of coverage, in which it's going to be mano a mano, some favorable opportunities. He's a dirty worker underneath by definition. He's a guy that's a nickel dimer, as Billy Raff would like to say. Let me give you the case in point. 3.6 yards per target on the limited opportunities that he's had this season. 0.53 yards per route run. He's only averaging 6.7 yards per reception. Now, he's ran 76 total routes this season, and he's gone over 20 routes in 2 of his last 3 games. I think the snap percentage is going to be above 50%. Got to get a lot of Riley Moss in coverage. And Moss has been outstanding for the most part this season, but still, he's allowed a 60.5% catch rate. And he's also given up 23 receptions on 38 targets. Nine guys have gone over this prop against Denver this season. I think Tipton, on some like BS, like catch for 3 yards, other catch for 2 yards, one more catch for like 5 yards, a short field throws and Spencer Rattler, high percentage hookups. I think they will happen uno, dos, tres times. So Mason Tipton, over 2.5 receptions, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
This is really confusing for me because I know a guy named Marcus Tipton. And I was like, hey, I didn't know he was moonlighting as an NFL player. I'm pretty sure you made this dude up. We're in that time of the year, folks, where we're just finding names that make no sense. Sure, I'll roll with you on this one, only because I think it's imaginary.
Mason Tipton, Brad, you totally made that dude's name up.
Number 3.
Numero Trace here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's do something really simple. I'm going to play an SGP, and I'm going to work in the alt lines market with the Denver Broncos. I'm going to take them up to plus 3.5. They're laying 3 right now, and I'm going to take the total down, and I'm going to slam the under. So I'm going to take it to 42.5, actually take the total up, and then hit that under. So Denver plus 3.5, the under on the 42.5 total. You put those hands together, low plus money, but we got there at plus 102, constructed at DraftKings Sportsbook. I think this is going to be hideous, disgusting, and ugly affair. I think it's comparable, as I said at the top of the program, to last week of preseason football. And all those games, generally speaking, hit the under. It's like 70% of them usually do, with totals that are in the mid-30s in many cases. And this one right there with it, and I think it's going to live down to that billing. You look at the Denver Broncos, only number 26 this year in EPA per play offense. Outstanding defensive team. And I know they're going to miss their premier cover corner there in Patrick Surtain in this game, but they're still number 4 EPA per play defense. New Orleans, a little bit deceiving in terms of these rankings, because Rattler's only been under center for a game. The other action coming, of course, with Derek Carr, but they're number 19 in EPA per play offense and number 14 in EPA per play defense. And they're really sliding right now defensively. You can run all over this team. You peel back the layers of the onion. The Florida Lee is number 28 in rush EPA defense. And that might play in to numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. But to recap, numero tres on this SGP, Broncos plus 3.5 on the alt line. And the under on the all total, 42.5 plus 102 at DraftKings. Lundy, you said get creative. What do you think about this? Fade or follow?
The only reason I don't want to, the only reason I don't want to follow on this one is because there's a reason that in what I gave you on the plus bus, I took the Broncos to plus 8.5. I don't know, man. This game to me is unpredictable. I think the primetime games are unpredictable. I think Sean Payton right now is unpredictable. This defense, look, what happened on Sunday, I was there. What happened on Sunday in Denver was you had back-to-back plays where Bo Nix threw a pick and Pat Surtain got his brain rattled. Back-to-back plays. And this team looked lost the moment those two things happened. They looked completely out of it. I think, you know, maybe they're a little used to it with their rookie quarterback in terms of Bo, but to have those two plays happen back to back at Mile High last Sunday, I watched this defense look lost. And so I don't think they're going to, I don't mind you're under 42. I don't think the Broncos are going to get blown out. And I think they have a shot to be able to win because of Rattler and because of the sort of piecemeal lineup and roster that the Saints have put together. But man, I got to be honest, I still don't 100% trust this team. So I don't think you've got enough on the 3.5. And for that alone, I got to fade you.
Oh, good Lord. If the Broncos don't beat Spencer Rattler and a ragtag group of wide receivers, and they can even lose a game by a field goal, I don't even know why I'm wasting this, my, you know, even a single second of my life watching this stupid game. But hey, I wasted more time writing about this contest, and you can read it right out at GamingJuice.com. You know, jack wagons for fantasy football devices, for sports betting as well. Lundy spreadsheet, because you demanded it. You're like, Evans, I can't find it. You guys talk about it all the time on the Fade 5 podcast. Because you hooked me up with a link while I put in the menu. So if you go up to the free picks at the top, you see NHL Lundy right there. All his free spreadsheet picks. He's tracking it. He's rifling off stuff every single day. You can view it now with that simple link at thegamingjuice.com. My free spreadsheet picks as well. I'm up over 50 units and possibly the NFL. I'm going to give it all back. I got a feeling it's going to happen starting tonight. But we're going to continue to ride the heater while we still can. We also got Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson. They've already cranked out a ton of college football content. All picks all the time by those guys and some of the marquee matchups this weekend. Make sure you read those on the Gaming Juice. Baron Velasquez churning out some NHL content as well. And so much more. You like fantasy? We got a ton of it. You want to ask me a question? You could do that for free. Again, it's 100% stinking free to sign up. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos, let's go ahead and go with the payoff on juggernaut Javonte Williams. He's largely remain on the launch pad this season, but I think he could blast off in this game. I'm going to take the over, Lundy. My favorite prop on the board is on rush attempts for him at 12.5 at a plus 105. So little baby shoulder roll seduced by the juice at BetMGM. Highly achievable for him. In fact, Javonte has done this in two of his last three games. He's still getting close to 56% of the opportunity share. Yes, Jaleel McLaughlin's going to be involved. Yes, Bo Nixon's probably going to, you know, siphon off, hopefully, six rush attempts in this game away from Javonte Williams. And I know he's averaging well south of this number on the season, 9.8 rush attempts per contest. But again, the major weakness and where they have come unraveled is in the trenches defensively. I'm talking about New Orleans Saints. They're number 28 in rush EPA defense. They're giving up 20.7 rush attempts per game just to the running back position. Four RBs have hit the over on this. So the key in this, obviously, is game script. Broncos have got to be competitive. Ideally, I would like to have a lead late. So Javonte Williams has leaned on to salt away the clock, but I think he's going to get there. I think it's around 14, 15 carries on the ground. So at a plus 105 at BetMGM, I'm taking the over, baby. Blast off, juggernaut. Blast off with Javonte Williams on those 12 and a half rush attempts. Lundy, numero dos on the fade five countdown. Fade or follow?
Yeah, juggernaut's got to hold on to the ball. That's what juggernaut needs to do. Otherwise he will be very quickly in, the not so friendly Sean Payton doghouse.
Yep.
It'll happen quickly. And then you will see more of Jaleel McLaughlin. You will also see Audric Estime out there as well. So you put all of that together. If he holds onto the ball, not a problem. If he drops it like he did last weekend, somebody get him a milk bone because he's going to need something to chew on while he's leashed to the doghouse, because Sean Payton won't put him back on the field.
Dip your hands in honey, Javonte Williams. I need to hit the over on this. It might be the only bet I actually like.
Number one.
Okay, I lied. There's one better bet I like. Numero uno on the fade. Five, hashtag tequila Thursday edition of the countdown. Devon Bailey, the rookie, seventh rounder out of the University of Utah. Give me the over 3.5 receptions at a plus 130 juice. And I grabbed this at FanDuel Sportsbook. Universally plus money across the board for the best odds in business still at FanDuel right now. This guy's had a very interesting path this season. He was active week one. He went ham in that game. He had 8 receptions. And then it was four straight healthy scratches. And then the coaching staff's like, all right, let's see if Lightning can strike twice. They activated him last week, and what did he do? 4 catches for over 70 yards. And I think he's going to be an active guy, a potential X factor in this game. He is seeing slot action on 79.4%. of his snaps played. And why is that important? Alante Taylor is one of the friendliest DBs in the NFL, and he is the primary slot defender for the New Orleans Saints. He has allowed the third most receptions out of the slot, 24 in total, and he's also given up oodles of yards on top of it. He's top 10 in most yards allowed out of the slot. Again, in week 8, Vele went for 8 receptions on 26 routes run. And then in week 6, he went for 4 receptions on 28 routes run. I think he's going to be in that 25 to 30 range in terms of routes run yet again. And you look at New Orleans, they've really slipped. They were a top 6 unit in EPA pass defense like a couple of weeks ago. Now they're standing at number 14 in drop back success rate defense. So a team that is tumbling down the mountainside. CeeDee Lamb out of the slot. Ray McLeod out of the slot. Juju Smith-Schuster out of the slot. And Chris Godwin out of the slot. All hit the over on 3.5 catches. Now, Vele is not of the same caliber, the same class of many of those guys. More on that Ray McLeod plateau. But look, man, I think the opportunity to share, the targets are going to be there. Grab 4 balls. And we're cashing in at plus 130 at FanDuel. My number one play on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Lundy, fade or follow?
I will fade you on this.
Really?
Yeah, because I haven't seen enough of it yet. You can get seduced at the plus 130. I understand what you're doing. And by the way, there are a handful of prognosticators that are all about this particular prop. And it's like, oh, you know, look at the... You know, look at the chemistry that he's got with Bo Nix. I don't disagree. I mean, folks, Devon Vele is the reason that the Broncos released Tim Patrick. Okay. They went younger and they went cheaper. That's exactly why they did it. They like Tim Patrick. Fans love Tim Patrick here. But they made the move because they had Devon Vele, who is basically Tim Patrick 2.0. So they want to have him be the guy that can, you know, they can have him out there on certain formations. They can have him out there on certain play calls. But at the same time, when you see somebody that's been sitting there as a healthy scratch, you do have to scratch your head and wonder exactly why, if this guy's so good and he's got the chemistry with Nix, where the hell was he? So you put all of that together. I think he's good for a couple of catches. I just think you're reaching when you talk about the 4.
All right, man. Make it 3 in a row and prove your haters wrong, Devon Vele, and that being Nathaniel Lundy there in the Mile High City. Hey, guess what? It's bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, whether it's on this craptastic Thursday night football game, maybe it's on the diamond of Major League Baseball, on the ice, your specialty, what do you got for me? Extra action. Give it to me, amigo.
Well, first of all, Brad already talked about it. The fact that my spreadsheet you can find over at the Gaming Juice. Folks, there's 11 games on the ice tonight. Wow. And I've only been able to dive into about half of them so far this morning. So go and check out the spreadsheet later today. I will have those up. The first game's not until 7 o'clock Eastern. So we got a lot of time to be able to jump. I'm also waiting for a couple of goaltenders who's going to be starting between the pipes to get confirmed by a couple of teams. So it'll all be there on the spreadsheet a little bit later today. Excuse me, but there are 11 games to choose from. We had a good night last night. There's some of the games tonight that I really like. So we'll have some stuff posted up on the ice a little bit later on today. Let me start off in Major League Baseball, Brad, shall we? I already gave you the cross-sport parlay that I like, looking at the idea of Cleveland to keep things close, looking at the things for the Mets to keep things close, and perhaps even both home teams to get a victory, despite the fact that you want to talk about total Jekyll and Hyde. Holy shit, that's what the Mets are right now. They are out. It is nuts what this team is doing. They are either insane and doing everything, or they look lost, one or the other. And there is no in between. And Bueller looked pretty good last night. So I got to give credit where credit is due. But for baseball, for this afternoon, well, it kind of depends on your time zone. The early game, the Yankees and the Guardians. I'm going to give you a solo bet, and then I'm going to pair it up with something to get you to plus odds. Brian Rocchio has a hit in every single postseason game so far for Cleveland. Dude is en fuego.
Yeah.
At least one hit. He's batting .435 so far here in the postseason. It's nuts. Brad, Rocchio to have a hit is just minus 110. It's standard juice.
That's crazy.
He's crazy right now what this guy is doing. So first and foremost, I just like the solo bet. Just give me another base knock. It's what he's been doing throughout this entire postseason for Cleveland. Okay. Now, if you want to do a same game parlay, or if you've got a bonus bet to use or a boost or something like that, which almost all the books are doing here in the postseason for the championship series, pair him to have a hit up with Stephen Kwan. Okay. We've always liked Stephen Kwan over the course of the season in terms of a guy that can find his way on base. But against Clark Schmidt, who will be on the mound for the Yankees, he's got a .500 lifetime average against him. I think he's either 4-for-8 or 5-for-10. I can't remember which, but he's batting .500. And I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and pair that together again with a guy that is absolutely on fire right now for Cleveland, and that's Rocchio. So if you put those two together, it comes out to be a plus 156 as a nice, simple, same-game parlay there in baseball. All right, let me roll around with a couple more for you. I think Bo's going to go for over 200 yards passing. Every single quarterback the Saints have faced this year has done it except for Bryce Young. And Bo Nix is better than Bryce Young. Yep. He's still got a lot to learn. But even Bryce Young threw for like 160-something against this defense. So do I think Bo can do 40 more? Yes, actually, I think he can. That's plus 105 at DraftKings. His standard line is in the upper 180s. So I'm basically saying, screw it. I'm going to take an alt line. I'm going to get to the plus odds, and I'm going to hope he can get an extra dozen or so yards. I'm going right back to the same well that I have been doing week after week after week, and that is Cortland Sutton for a touchdown. Give me that at DraftKings at a plus 200. Brad, you want to get a little bit crazy with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Just a little bit. You like Javonte, right?
I do.
He's plus 700 to score the first touchdown of the game.
Yep, I was looking at it.
Plus 700 to score the first touchdown. Yeah, that's pretty nice payday there, folks. I think that's worth $5 or $10 to be able to sprinkle in on that one. Let me give you a same game parlay at plus. Ooh, twos are wild. We're going deuces. Plus 222 is how we built this one. Give me Bo to have at least 175 yards passing. Give me Cortland Sutton to have at least 40 yards receiving. And give me Will Lutz back in a stadium he is very familiar with to have at least 2 made field goals. I think that can happen with the way Lutz kicks, and he's used to the stadium. Lutz for 2 field goals, Cortland for 40 or more, Bo for plus 175. Again, that is a plus 222. Last week, Spencer Rattler was sacked 5 times. I'm going to get in front of the camera. 5 times. Jonathan Cooper leads the Broncos with 4.5 sacks this season. He's only a minus 105 to have at least a half a sack. Nick Benito, who has a sack in four straight games, is minus 110. I'm betting each of those guys individually to come away with at least a half a sack. Who knows? Maybe they converge and they each get a half on the same play. But again, Cooper's minus 105. Benito is minus 110. Again, Cooper leads the team, and Benito has done it in four straight games. Brad, you like the race twos. I like the first quarter stats, which I think are always fun to be able to do. Javonte Williams to have 10 or more rushing yards in the first quarter. That's it. Just 10 yards on the ground in the first quarter is plus 110 at DraftKings.
Oh, sexy.
Folks, to give you an example, I went and looked this up at some of the other books, and he is upwards of minus 130, minus 145. Get to DraftKings and snag this one right now at plus odds. Then, if you really want to have fun, I found this one at FanDuel. All right? Found this one at FanDuel. Plus 230. If Javonte has at least 5 yards rushing in each quarter. Kind of wild, right?
Yeah,
I know it might not happen. I know it's kind of weird. It's an odd play. You could have a quarter where maybe the Saints have a long drive and therefore he doesn't get a lot of opportunity. But for Javonte to have 5 yards rushing in each of the four quarters is plus 230 over there at FanDuel. I think that's worth a fun one, or if you've got a freebie or something like that, a no sweat, I think that could be kind of a fun one as well. Like I said, find the spreadsheet later today, probably after, let's call it around 2 o'clock Eastern time. I'll have a bunch of my hockey picks posted up because it is a full slate of games on this Thursday. And it, I mean, I know I'm here in Denver and I know I have to watch the Broncos game because I got to be able to talk about it on my show. But if I get bored, I'm watching hockey, folks. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Hey, it's all about multi-screen experiences, mi amigo. All right, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. SGP style, of course. Give me Bo Nix over 15 and a half rush yards. Give me Spencer Rattler. They're the same damn thing. Over 15 and a half rush yards. And then the last leg, give me Alvin Kamara over 20 and a half receiving yards. So, uno, dos, and tres, mi amigos. That pays plus 146 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, a little bit of background on each of these legs. Next, 6.2 attempts per game is what he's averaging on the season. He's averaging 30 rush yards per game exactly. He has gone over 15 and a half on the ground at 4 or 6 games. I mentioned New Orleans middle of the pack in terms of pocket pressure rate, but I think he gets there on this suppressed line. And the same applies for Spencer Rattler. And we only have the one game sample size. Sample size, Evan, sample size! But he was a runner in college. He's a guy that will call his own number and take off on scripted and unscripted scrambles. And I think he's going to get a couple of those opportunities tonight. Last week, 4 carries for 27 yards against the yar, shiver me timbers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here's why I really like this leg. Denver is number 5 in pocket pressure rate in the NFL, dialing up the heat on 28.9% of dropbacks.
If you like that one, Brad, Spencer Rattler is plus 130 to have 5 rushing yards in the first quarter.
Oh, Jesus. Let me write that down.
Plus 130. Spencer, this is it. Rattler. This is at DraftKings. Spencer Rattler plus 130 to have at least 5 yards rushing in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's sexy. I kind of like that quite a bit. One scramble is all we need. He can certainly get that on hopefully more than one drive he will have in the first quarter. I think he will. And then the last leg there, Alvin Kamara over on 20 and a half receiving yards. He is number 1 in target share among running backs at 21.6%. He's running a route on 59.1%. of snaps played. He's number 8 in yards per route run among running backs. He's averaging 8.5 yards per reception. He's gone over in all 6 games on this prop. This could be like, and it's not a lunch to think, it could be an 8 to 10 target night for Alvin Kamara operating there in the short field. So Denver's only allowed 3 run backs go over on the 20 and a half, but they are giving up 4.5 receptions and 32.5 receiving yards per game to the RB position. So to recap, the Team Huevos parlay play: Bo Nix over 15 and a half rush yards, Spencer Rattler over 15 and a half rush yards, Alvin Kamara over 20 and a half receiving yards, plus 146 built at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, Bonus time. Alundi, I love this bet. Cedric Wilson. He is a veteran, has been around for a while. He caught 45 passes in 2021. He played for the Cowboys. He saw time with the Dolphins. I love the over in receiving yards. It's only 17.5 right now, and a minus 110 juice at BetMGM. Why? He's a primary slot guy tonight for the fleur-de-lis, and that is an area of weakness of the Denver Broncos because of Jaquan McMillan. Here's what McMillan has allowed this season. He's been targeted 37 times. He's allowed 26 receptions. That's a 70.3% catch rate. He's also given up the 30th most yards of any defensive back, any. So that's quite a few, 212 in total. Only allowing 84.5 pass rank because he hasn't given up a whole lot of touchdowns, but we just need yards here. And you look at Wilson, a guy last week, he ran 30 routes, targeted three times, caught two passes for 28 yards, played 52.9% of the snaps. I think he's going to have a snap rate north of 60. And the Broncos on this season have allowed 14 guys at the wide receiver position to get at least 18 yards in the game. Absolutely love that bet. Devon Bailey, again, I'm on over on receptions. I think he's going to have more receiving yards than Bub Means. Again, I'm learning names in this game, to be honest, and so is everybody else. Does he Means business? No, that's Natron Means from back in the day. I don't think Bub is going to do a whole lot. I know he's played 20.5% of the snaps this season, only seen 9 targets, averaging 5 yards per target, 9 yards per reception, but he's going to get a lot of Levi Wallace and coverage. And when Levi has been on the field for the Broncos, he's been outstanding. He is numero uno in the NFL and coverage grade, according to Pro Football Focus. He's only given up 7 yards per reception. And a guy, too, that's just he's just crushing it on the 58 coverage snaps that he's played. So, Bailey, I think he's going to catch at least 4 passes. It's probably going to be north of 50 yards. And that will greatly outdistance, in my opinion, Bub Means. You can bet on this at BetMGM. It's plus money at plus 105. So I like that action there. And last and certainly not least, please be a juggernaut, you jack wagon. Javonte Williams, anytime touchdown. Lundy likes the first touchdown score. I like the anytime touchdown prop. I grabbed it at plus 150 at BetMGM yesterday.
He's up to plus 155.
Oh, that jumped. It was 145 right before tape time, so it's up to 155, even better. So right there in the mid-100s, grab Javonte Williams. I know he hasn't found the end zone this season, but he's still number 15 in total missed tackles. 4 is just secure the football. Yeah. You're going to get opportunities. The Saints are crumbling in the trenches right now, and that Broncos offensive line, I think, will have its way.
Yeah, and I'll throw this one out there as well. FanDuel's got a game special for tonight, plus 195 for either Javonte or Kamara to score the first touchdown. So if you think stuff's going to happen on the ground, it's plus 195 for either one or the other of those guys to score the first touchdown. I still like it to be Javonte, but because hell, it's plus 700 for crying out loud. But that's a game special that FanDuel has if you want to play it.
And possibly we mustered 30 plus minutes out of this god-awful game on this podcast. But hey, we're men of the people here on the Fade 5 podcast. I'm out of breath. We're out of time. Do us a favor. Would you kindly drop us a rating and a review? Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you. At Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos. Sign up for a free account right now at thegamingjuice.com. And for my lovely friend who's a Broncos season ticket holder, have the tequila handy. You do. You got the Suavecito there. On the shelf, you got to crack that sucker open and start chugging because this game is going to be a rough watch. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.